This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Access to reproductive care was the focus of a briefing today by new House Democrat Assistant Leader and Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Surrounded by other leaders on the subject, Neguse reaffirmed that Democrats want to protect access to services from abortion to IVF. He says the American people strongly support these issues.
And that is why House Democrats will continue to fight for reproductive care for all women, to put families first, to defend fundamental freedoms, and to protect critical care for the American people.
The Democrats, including Congresswoman Diana DeGette, say they'd work to codify abortion access into law if they retake the House. But that issue is unlikely to pass the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Douglas County High School has moved the location of its graduation ceremony to a Parker Stadium. That's after facing criticism that some undocumented seniors might not be able to attend if it were held at the Air Force Academy. CPR's Jenny Brundine explains.
The Air Force Academy's rules for going on the base are clear. You need a government-issued ID. If you're not a U.S. citizen, you must get a background check using a passport. Some teachers at the school say undocumented students or their family members may not have a passport or may not trust handing over documents to the military. The Supreme Court ruled more than 40 years ago that undocumented children have a legal right to an education in the U.S. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Today, emergency crews in Pueblo will practice what to do in the event of a plane crash. You may see extra emergency vehicles around town. It's CPR News.